What it is, what to do. Welcome to the Stick Boy Podcast, the One Fall Podcast. It is December 23rd, 10:47 Mountain Time, and Joshua Adam Lamb, Arbuthnot with the Ultimate Babyface, Joel Johnson. And Joel, it's December 23rd. Like I said, we are on the mountain area. We are about an hour and a half from Christmas Eve, and just a giant pile of coal of news put into our stockings as John Jones strikes again.
Is anyone shocked? If you're a longtime listener to this show, and if you're a longtime listener, I really appreciate it. Yeah. But you know how I feel about John Jones. This guy is the best way I can describe it. We'll go into details of everything that happened, but he is like.
Let's get the rants over. You do your rant, I'll do my rant, then we'll get factual.
John Jones is what Roman Reigns was to wrestling before Roman got out. Mm-hmm. He's supposed to be the face of your company. But the difference is Roman hasn't constantly let you down. No. John Jones at every turn and every step lets you down. And it's like, oh, these are tests on me. No, you're just an idiot that seems to constantly find himself in trouble. He should be a role model, but can't be a role model. And you're supposed to be the face of the UFC, and you're supposed to be, well, one of the faces of UFC. And you wonder why UFC is dying and why they're fading away. I don't think that they'll ever permanently die, but they're not as mainstream, because most of your mainstream stories are stuff like this. And it just butchers your product. And you can say whatever you want about wrestling, about football, about hockey, all those sports. But UFC just constantly has negative things that pop up on their map. They don't have positive stories like they used to. There used to be a ton of positive stories, and it used to be like the bars were packed for UFC fight nights. Those were must-see events. And if you missed out on them, then you missed out on that water cooler moment of sitting around talking about that fight. Now you could mention fighters and people would be like, who? Because now, more now than ever, stories like the John Jones story that we're going to elaborate on is what your company is built on.
Absolutely, Joel. I want to get into this a little bit as far as the emotional side before we get down to the facts of things. I just think what they've done with this, they've turned this into an absolute circus. There's people that their New Year's plans were around this, go to this show. And that now is taken away. And I thought you had sent me this. Ariel Helwani had the great idea of making it kind of like WrestleMania 2 of splitting up the shows or whatever. And we'll get into that. I just think it's absolutely ridiculous. I feel bad for Alexander Gustafsson, but because of this asshole, John Jones, he's given chance after chance by Dana White. He got some weird loophole to let him back into fighting when he should never have been in there. He constantly screwed over one of the nicest guys in mixed martial arts, the heart of the UFC, a guy that has been pounded down over and over and should be the shining star in the company, in Daniel Cormier, that is nothing but a loyal, loyal soldier and is continually overlooked for people that don't pay respect to the sports and consistently violate every single rule that the company has. And they continue to overlook Daniel Cormier, which is why he's going to walk away from the sport. And then you have a perfectly great main event in Chris Cyborg and Amanda Nunes, which has the potential to be the best women's fight in the history of the company. And instead of highlighting that and making that the main event, we focus on this moron, this idiot that has failed over and over again in John Jones.
Yeah, like I think everyone should know the news by now. But for those of you that don't, UFC 232 was, yes, Jones Gustafsson 2. And John Jones had beat Gustafsson by unanimous decision in his fight on UFC 165. So it's been a little bit. It was 2013 the last time these guys fought. I mean, if you look at John Jones's record, it's been very spotty up to this point. His last fight was a no contest because the guy got busted for steroids. And I believe this is, again, the same thing that happened where there was an irregularity in his test. So Vegas wasn't going to clear him for this fight. And now suddenly they're now moving the fight to California for this one guy. This one guy, to move him to California. You had fans that, and UFC tickets aren't cheap. They're expensive. So if you're flying out to Vegas, you're expecting to see a UFC show, and now it's out the window. You're left going, well, now I got to get to California. Do I want to go to California? UFC isn't providing any information for everyone. I mean, it is early. Like you said, this is 10:52 Mount Time, December 23rd, 2018. But the reality is, you're 6 days away from your last show of the year, and you have found a way to be one of the worst promotions this year.
Yeah, and it's a fact too. Like, we did our year in review show, which you should go check out. It's on Stick Boy We Talk Podcast right now, and we unanimously swept for WWE for some of the callous mistakes that they have made this year, including what they did with the Crown Jewel show. I had leaned towards an idea of UFC, but there wasn't enough botched situation. I didn't like the way they handled Khabib and Conor personally, and this is another situation where this is a complete cluster of how they've handled this. And it's a situation too of catering to your fans and trying to care about your fans, and they have shown an inconsistency of caring about the fans. This show is supposed to take place Saturday, December 29th, and consistently these have been known as New Year shows. And I have friends and know people that are going down and had planned to go down to Las Vegas to be there on that day and then spend New Year's festive activities down there. And now their plans have to be figured out because they had spent money on hotel. They had spent money on plane. They had spent money on shows. They had spent money on these tickets for this fight. And then other things you can do in Las Vegas. They didn't plan to go to California for this fight. And I don't think every other punisher that had planned to go to California should be punished because of one guy, especially when you have something on the show that can main event. And you have other big names in the show. Like I said, you and I have been out of the sport, but names that stick out to me are one like Chad Mendes, Kat Zingo, BJ Penn, Andrei Arlovski, all names that do stick out. Uriah Hall. These are all names that stick out to me from the past. The point is, Ariel Helwani, you can speak on this a little bit, Joel, but he brought up a great idea of how to make this all work, kind of what they did with WrestleMania 2.
Yeah, so Helwani, if you want up-to-date information, he's the guy to follow for this. He had pitched an idea of, you know, it's a bad situation, and he said that what you could do is you could sell tickets at the Forum, more money, for the one fight card, or do it like the Super Bowl halftime Saturday night heat match between Rock and Mankind in an empty arena. Mm-hmm. So many options. Offer bus service to Vegas, to the Vegas fans who prefer to see the Jones fight, way cheaper. Mm-hmm. So basically have it split up where you have it at the T-Mobile Arena where you have a screen of the fighting, and then that way you sell tickets to the Forum in Inglewood, California. And then you have a problem solved. Josh, I did a quick little check. So it's about an hour flight, and I'm seeing flights listed at $95.
Okay. The drive's not that bad. I've done the drive before. The drive isn't a bad drive.
It's listed as you can take a Greyhound, which will be 6.5 hours, or you can drive yourself, which is 4 hours. I'm looking at Google Maps.
Yeah, it's about 4 hours. I did that drive when I was a kid, and we drove from Vegas to the California area to go to Disney. It's not a bad drive. It goes by pretty fast.
Yeah. It's still, though, like the four, like you could have found somewhere, anywhere that, like this.
The drive shouldn't be a necessary situation.
No, because now you're spending money on gas, and we know up in Canada, we know the cost of gas isn't exactly the cheapest right now. So you got to now factor in all those costs. So anyone that, like, say you came from Sweden to support Alexander Gustafsson.
Good point.
Now you're like, well, what do I got to do now? Do you now suddenly spend a day? You lose a day in Vegas to go to this fight, to go to LA.
Also, what's the hotel situation, right? Like, how much the hotels, the Airbnbs, all these are the situations that have to be figured out. And especially if you had planned for your New Year's festivities there. Yes, you can just take the drive. You can rent a car and drive down to California. You can take a flight. You can take that, but you shouldn't have to do that.
No,
That shouldn't
you
be the situation. And also the fact that the UFC has been pretty sketchy. We're, I don't know, 3, 4 hours into the story now, and the UFC has been pretty sketchy about the fact of refunding the tickets, Joel, is really annoying and really disheartening as far as a company, and really gross, to be honest.
Yeah, I'm not impressed at all with this. Like, this is the fact that you saw this coming and you didn't say, look, this is what's happening, but what we're gonna do is we're gonna come up with a new plan for everyone so that everyone can still see the show and be there and be involved with the show. But we're gonna figure this out. Let us figure this out, and then we'll go from there. Send that tweet out and just make it easy and simple. You know, in social media where all the information is there, provide a plan. And I'm looking at right now. I'm looking at the UFC's Twitter, and I'm not seeing anything for any game plans for them. Like, there's nothing for what their plan is on Twitter. I don't know
And
if
the
they've
thing is, they're moving it for one fighter, for one fighter
Yeah, that
who
is a
hasn't proven
con.
he's worthy to move because of it.
And I mean, there's a list of everything that he has done. And like, it's you'd think that they would be able to be, as a company, realize that this is going to be a PR nightmare and have a plan, or at least figure out a way to make a plan. I know it's 6 days away, but that's where you almost scrap the Jones fight. And you go like, you know what? We gotta let you go, because this is a constant thing. There is a assorted history of mistake after mistake after mistake after mistake and after mistake. I mean, no one's perfect. Everyone makes mistakes. That's one thing that should be very clear on. Everyone makes mistakes. But this is a guy that constantly makes those mistakes. And then we'll have the
America loves a
crocodile.
comeback story, Joel. I mean, look at Tiger Woods this year. People
Yeah.
love a comeback story, but this is becoming absurd.
Like, it's getting to the point where it's like, it's almost go away heat now for most people. I had go away heat a long time ago, but he constantly finds a way to screw things up and make these fights a lot more complex than they should be.
Well, let me go over some of the accolades, let's go with, that he has came up with over the last little bit. These are some of the violations that he has came up with, and it's literally a laundry list of things that have came up with. So he tests positive for two estrogen blockers, and he nearly sinks UFC 200, and as recently came out, almost caused serious problems for the UFC sale. That was up for sale for $4.2 billion. Then pops for oral steroid Trinibol after finally reclaiming the title from Daniel Cormier and giving a gracious post-fight interview. This was probably his last chance to get right with the fans. Then snitches on other athletes to avoid possible 4-year suspension, set for triumph return against Gustafsson. Rematch, probably the greatest light heavyweight fight of all time. Gustafsson rematch finally about to happen. Gets popped for Trenibol again. That's where we are today.
You
We're not done though.
rewind. You rewind.
I went backwards, by the way. This is how it all started. He wrapped his Bentley that the UFC gifted him around a tree. He tested positive for cocaine out of competition. Checks into rehab and then got out 24 hours later. This was all in like a 24-hour span too, with the Bentley in that, I believe.
Yep.
Hit and run on a pregnant woman, returns to grab his drugs from his car, but does not check to see if the woman he hit is okay. Gifted probation by the drug, drag racing probation violation. Video comes out of him cursing out the cop who pulled him over. Cop, knowing he is being recorded on the body cam, lands a sick burn on Jones about how he was hired to protect the citizen from the people. So yeah, there's no shortage of stuff here by Mr. Jones.
like any one of these, like they hit, like there's a certain point where you see this history and you actually look at it. Like in the moment, everything's kind of close and you see this and it's like, oh, John Jones being John Jones. And then you take a step back and you look at everything that he has done. And it's like, man, this guy had such a meteoric rise and is such a terrible, terrible, terrible. Like, none of this is luck. Like, he knows he's taking steroids. So all of those are on him. The cocaine, he knows that he's doing cocaine. The hitting the pregnant lady and not doing something about it, being a half-decent citizen and being more concerned about your drugs, is on John Jones. This whole thing is on John Jones, and it's such a shame that as we wind down 2018, that this is one of the major stories that we're heading into for 2019. And the fact that you said it yourself, you checked Dana White's Twitter before we went on the podcast to check and see if he had said anything.
There's nothing.
Nothing. As of 11:03 p.m. Mountain Time, there's nothing from Dana White.
And I can tell you one thing for sure that I can guarantee you. If something of this proportion had happened in the WWE, for example, that you would hear about it from Vince McMahon. If something had happened in baseball, you'd hear about it from Rob Manfred. In the NBA, you'd hear from Adam Silver. As much as you and I both detest Gary Bettman, he would have a statement on this right away about how to fix it. The lack of representation for Dana White here to protect people is outrageous. Even Goodell, who I'm not a fan of, even look at how they just recently handled the Hunt thing, was surprisingly well done for NFL's sake. I'm not giving the NFL any credit, but how they handled the Kareem Hunt thing, how the Chiefs and them did, the guy messed up, got the boot, surprisingly. Best case the NFL's probably ever handled things, but the UFC consistently doesn't handle things. You go back to Conor McGregor, he should have never been allowed back in the sport after what he did. And then you look at everything that Khabib did outside of that fight and everything that happened in there. And that fight is just going to generate the most heat, whatever, action for them back. This company has failed to make stars, and that's why they rely on a guy like Jones. They lost two of their bigger stars to the WWE and getting over more than ever. There's rumors of Miesha Tate jumping to the WWE. There's rumors of Daniel Cormier jumping to the WWE. We've seen some of the bigger heavyweights head to the WWE because they know how to book stars better than the UFC does, at the very least. And they're so desperate to make Jones a star. He was John Jimmy Fallon, and they see the charisma and they see everything they can do to build him. They're so desperate for that they lose a guy like GSP on the way of this all as well. That was one of the biggest stars.
Like you look at this and you go, I looked at the UFC website right now just to see if there was any update, to see if there was any redeeming moment. The fight's still listed on their official website as the T-Mobile Arena, Las Vegas.
Yeah.
You go to their front page. There is nothing. It's a countdown to UFC 232 and the hype for the fights. There's nothing about what they're going to do to fix this. If you're a company, your webpage will be the main source that people will go to for information, and you can't even bother to have information for what's going on, and you can't even bother to update your website. I can't imagine it's hard to update your website and change the location of the fight officially also, on your website.
So that's a great point you brought up, and also a great point that John Pollock brought up too, is that we've just been focusing on the fans. It's not just about the fans too. There's also licensing for the fights and medicals for the fight in a new state that hasn't even been thought about for the other fighters, and we're a week out.
Yeah, you're no scrambling. Too. You could have had family traveling. Now you got to figure that out. You've got to figure out for the coaches. You got to figure out for the athletes. You don't want to screw with someone's pre-fight ritual. Like, that's not something that you mess around with.
Some of these fighters are on Christmas schedules, right? They're like, oh, okay, I can probably do this till Boxing Day or till Christmas. I know Boxing Day is just a Canada Day, so for those that don't celebrate Boxing Day, it's 26th. So they have their certain plans of how they're going to operate Christmas into the actual fight territory. It's such a complete mess that I think they would have just been better scrapping the Jones fight, finding another opponent for Gustafson, and just moving on with Jones and get him on another card at the very least. Maybe do the Super Bowl show if you're going to put him on, but not change an entire show. It's just preposterous that we're changing an entire show for John Jones.
And what does it say that Vegas won't let Jones fight, but California is like, yep, we will? Like, I don't know the rules and regulations with all that, but if this guy had something in his system that is questionable, then shouldn't all athletic commissions be like, yeah, no, we're not touching this one?
Well, that's the thing. Do we know for sure that he can be passed? I know Vegas is going to pass him. Do we know that California is going to?
I mean, what a massive, massive screw up would it be if they didn't pass Jones in California? They have to know that he's going to get passed in California. They have to. Because if he doesn't, then this becomes such a massive gong show. I wonder if the 24th or the 25th, they just say that Jones isn't fighting and that they're going to stay everything in Vegas. That's why nothing on the website
changed. They have a show. They have a match that can be a main event. They have a fight that can be a main event in Cyborg versus Nunez. Those are two of the best fighters of the last 10 years. Cyborg versus Ronda was always the big fight, and then Amanda Nunez turned out to be the best fighter of this generation that I have seen. Cyborg was always right there, and the big fight was always Cyborg and Rousey, but now we know what Nunez is. Cyborg and Nunez, that's the biggest fight you're going to have in the history of women in MMA to this point. That can headline, not a problem.
Yeah, so I do wonder, and those listeners that are listening to this a couple days later, I do wonder if you're listening to this and they announce, because it's a lot easier to remove one guy than it is to try to move everyone for one guy.
Yeah. And that's why when I had heard this, I was like, really, you're going to move it just because of that?
It just, I don't know what more you can say. Like, Gustafson had sent out a tweet. He had a response for this, and it said that now we understand why you didn't take the WADA test, and the WADA test is a banned substance, correct, Josh?
It's a banned substance list. Also, hitting on that, and this has a deal with John Jones as well. He had put a post on his Instagram recently, and he said, "I am focused on achieving my ultimate goal of reclaiming my light heavyweight title. I have willingly submitted to every USADA USADA." Slay, folks. Every USADA test in the lead up to this fight, and USADA has confirmed what I've been saying all along, that I'm a clean athlete. Sincerely, I thank the California State Athletic Commission and Andy Foster for doing the right thing and supporting me through this process. So he has been cleared. I cannot wait to fight Alexander Gustafson this Saturday at the Forum of Los Angeles. Andy Foster, the executive officer of California State Athletics, said this. We've got a statement from three different scientists from the lab director saying there's no evidence of any new ingestion. This thing isn't a new thing. This is what he's been punished for this already. He served his time on this. So more or less California, their commissioner or whatever is saying John Jones is good to go.
The thing.
And he did a live Instagram video as well. An hour ago.
The thing with all of this fight is permanently tainted. There's nothing like, as Alexander Gustafson had said, that now we understand why you didn't take the WADA test. You can be on rocket fuel. I'm still going to finish you, John. So if John wins and he goes 2-0 on Alexander Gustafson, it's tainted. Because everyone's going to sit there and wonder if he was on rocket fuel. And then that's going to force, you're going to look at him as a paper champion. You're not going to look at him as a real champion. And why would I spend money when you're propping up a paper champion? It's not WWE where you can have a transitional champion, because you know eventually this guy is going to lose, and you know eventually things are going to move on. The UFC, you don't have any control over any of that. And Jones could hold that title for years, for all we know. And you think the start of a title reign, you're starting with potentially being busted for a drug violation.
And by the way, you look at just the comments on his Twitter from his comment and his Instagram. Like the fan, there's not one fan being like, "Fight the haters, John. We believe in you." I haven't seen one comment of that. Like anyone that's a controversial athlete or has the back and forth, like "I believe in you, screw the haters" type of thing. John Jones has had nothing but "you're the worst" type of comments. And that's the nicest I can say it as. Everyone has completely turned their back on him. There is no fan support for this guy. People love the UFC, so they will travel to you to LA. Oh, but yeah. I am interested to see what the form looks like on the 29th. There's a Clippers San Antonio game taking place at Staples Center that night. So I am interested to see what the form does.
No, I'm very interested to see what attendance looks like.
And I think that was the reason that they couldn't get the Staples Center is because of that Clippers game. If not, I'm sure they would have gone for Staples. But another side part in here too was, Joel, his old friend, Daniel Cormier, he stepped up to this as too as well. Cormier sent out a tweet talking about he failed again. And then John Jones had replied on his Instagram saying, and I apologize, folks, some of this gets a little explicit. So just going to put that out there right off the bat. I could slap your wife on the ass and you could literally do nothing about it. You're my bitch, Daniel Cormier, or DC. That will never change. Funny how you've given me two posts but said nothing when I asked you to come get your belt back. And then Cormier replied with, "You couldn't do shit, you steroid
abusing."
Yeah, "you couldn't do shit, you steroid abusing junkie. I swear I would never touch your wife's flat ass, LOL. And I didn't respond, and I'm not helping you sell your bum ass fight, you drug abusing steroid cheat. Fuck you."
Yeah, those two are going to be exchanging Christmas cards this year.
Oh, yeah. But I sympathize with Daniel Cormier because it's absolutely ridiculous. Corey Anderson, Dave Meltzer has recently retweeted this. Corey Anderson, who is a UFC fighter, he recently just put this out as well. And then I'll let you comment, Joel. If we said no, we won't travel again, would they just take Jones off the card and keep it in Vegas or book 11 new fights? Continue to move LA and keep the event, main event the same. A lot of money has been put into travel fees for my family to be in Vegas for this fight. I'm not even mad. I'm just disappointed in the company. I bust my ass for them every day, make sure my piss and blood is clean every day, and represent myself like a professional every day. Just so clowns who sell a lot of tickets and make a lot of money could fuck up every day and still get a pat on the back and told, "Don't worry, it's not your fault, because at the end of the day, they sell." I'm also currently on my 5-hour flight to Vegas with my wife, who is 7 months pregnant, on the border of not being able to travel and spend an hour and a half walking through New York's shit show of an airport. Now we have to land, get our shit, figure out what's next, load up, hassle through the airport, travel again. The law says drive sober or get pulled over. The UFC should be pissed clean or hit the streets, even if you make loads of money. But again, I'm not pissed. I'm just highly disappointed in my company.
Here's the final point I want to make, and then we'll wrap this up, because I'm sure that there'll be more news that will break. Mm-hmm. They let Matt Riddle go. For those that follow Matt Riddle, bro.
Also, really quick, Joel. Oh, Ariel Helwani, it's not a WADA test, it's a VADA test. Ariel Helwani cleared that up from Alexander Gustafsson. Continue.
They let Matt Riddle go for marijuana. And he also kind of spoke out from time to time. So he didn't shine. He didn't have as many fans in the office. And now this guy's probably going to be one of the biggest stars for WWE. And all he does is smoke pot. And he made a point saying that he didn't do that heading into the fight. He's clean heading into the fight.
And Dana called him a burnout.
Yeah. And now I don't know, man. I'm I don't care about this card. I don't care about this now. I'm interested in just purely from perspective of seeing what it looks like. But at the end of the day, this is a you think that you're going to Vegas and you're going to open up a nice little present and it'll be a UFC pay-per-view. Yay, I like UFC. This is what I wanted to do. You open up your present and he goes, oh, you've got to go travel 4 hours to get your present now because of one idiot. You have to travel 4 hours or pay whatever amount of money for an emergency a flight that could be booked up to get into L.A. And you got to deal with the L.A. traffic. And you got to deal with the L.A. Commute. You got to deal with the L.A. Airport, LAX.
Well, it's all the family stuff, too. Like, I think that Corey Anderson tweet talks about it the best. Is this is a guy that is flying in right now to Vegas. He has a wife that's 7 months pregnant. And it's not just him. There's a bunch of people that are flying in families, not just fighters, but fans, camera people, people that are setting up the ring, referees, everybody. And again, this is looked at an event as a New Year's celebration for the UFC. This is kind of one of their WrestleMania type of shows, their Super Bowl type of shows is this show, the New Year's show, right? That's always in the past been the big show is the New Year's show, right? Or close to New Year's show, the year-end show for them. And I think Corey Anderson knocked it right in the head. Like, what if we all agreed that we're not going to go? Are you just going to find 11 new fights?
Yeah,
it's absolutely ridiculous that we're moving our entire promotion for one guy. And I feel bad for Alexander Gustafsson because he's getting dragged through this and he's a great fighter. And going forward, if I'm any fighter that gets paired with John Jones, are you going to be stressing the entire time up to that fight of like, am I actually like you're training for a guy? And are you going to be like, am I actually going to end up fighting this guy or is he going to get pulled or is the location going to get pulled because this guy is such a dumbass? And he can say all he wants to say about I've done everything correctly and I've done everything right. Well, if you did, John, this fight would be in Las Vegas right now.
Not only that, but half the things that we've listed off that the guy has done, he would have learned from them. See, that's the thing. He hasn't learned.
Look at Jeff Hardy.
Yeah.
Jeff Hardy had a very complicated past in the WWE, and he had learned from it. There's circumstances with some athletes in sports that I'm not coming up to because this is late, but there's athletes that have learned their lessons, they've gotten better, and they've moved on. And not every time. There's athletes that have messed up. I mean, you look at Josh Gordon right now. There's another example of a guy that just couldn't get his stuff together, and Josh Gordon is paying the price. Josh Gordon will probably never be in the NFL again. And that should be the same for John Jones. He should be going the same route that Josh Gordon's going. As soon as this happened, Dana shouldn't even flinched. But we know what Dana does now. He is the old school promoter. He had a guy almost kill people in April, or at least end their careers at the very least. Killing's a little dramatic. I apologize. I'm just very angry about this. But he had a guy that seriously injured other fighters and really put a lot of endangerment into their lives with what Conor McGregor did. And he built it as a fight. It's sickening. And now you're going to change everyone else's lives for one asshole. It's gross. The tactics he has as a promoter. You can say whatever you say about Vince McMahon, but I guarantee you Vince McMahon would never do this.
Yeah, because he'd have to pay money, and Vince doesn't want to do that.
No, God damn it, pal.
He'll owe you one, but he doesn't want to pay money.
No.
Oh yeah. Well, this is an ongoing story, so preference that where more facts will probably come out, and I'm sure.
I'll give you a quick example, Joel. Jeff Hardy was supposed to win that Money in the Bank briefcase, and he was supposed to have a large run. Edge was supposed to have a large run with the title. Both of them came up with serious violations to the wellness policy, automatically pulled. Edge had the pinnacle of the powers. Jeff, when he was more over with the fans than ever, pulled from the card right away. And look what the Chiefs did this past few weeks ago with Kareem Hunt. They're on top of the world offensively. Kareem Hunt, you messed up. You're out of our team. And now the Chiefs' offense is falling completely apart. Patriots, they're falling apart. They could use any weapon. Josh Gordon, you messed up. Get out of here.
And there's other examples right now in sports. I can't believe I'm praising the NFL. That's how bad the UFC is. But
yeah, I think that's where we end, because I think there's more to this story as time goes on, and I'm sure everyone's going to be following it very interested.
I'll just finish with this, and then I'll let you have your finishing point here. There's some really good matches on this. There's some really good fights on this card, and I'm excited for some of the fights on this card, especially Cyborg and Nunez. But it's unfortunate that one fight is ruling them all, and it really shouldn't. And the bigger picture of this all is that Dana doesn't care about you. He just cares about the dollar. So yep. He doesn't care about the perception of the UFC. He doesn't care about how bad it looks. And the only way to really make a stand in this is to show with your wallet and just not watch this pay-per-view.
Yeah.
If you're in Canada, watch a World Juniors replay. If you're in the States, watch that Clipper game. Watch another NBA game. Watch an NHL game. Watch, I don't know if there's Saturday NFL. Watch something else. Do not watch this show. Boycott this show to prove to Dana you're not going to stand for this kind of bullshit.
Yeah, I think that's where we leave it.
Yeah, so thank you, Joel. And until next time, cheers and enjoy the day, people.